Hey kids, the Baby Fur Cast is an adults-only podcast intended for mature audiences over the age of 18 and covers topics in the adult baby, age play, and baby fur communities. Listener discretion is advised. Funding for the Baby Fur Cast is provided by these lovely patrons on our Patreon. Triple Panic, Speller 19, Tommy Dixie, Toddler Girl, Floofy Jackal, Kaneko, Jake, Laura, Raspberry, Laughin' Chelsea, Melbent, Grizz, and listeners like you. Thank you. If you'd like to support the Baby Fur Cast while getting access to additional bonus episodes of the show, as well as unedited director's cuts of each episode and access to our Discord server where you can listen in on live recordings of the show as well as talk with the cast, head on over to patreon.com/babyfurcast to subscribe to our Patreon.
Chiquita Banana, Chiquita Banana, Obama.
Obama.
Chiquita Banana, Chiquita Banana, Oshkosh McGosh.
No.
What?
Yep. All right. Real starting time now, right?
About a dime of love.
All right. Ready, Lily?
I'm always ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Let's start the revel. It's
the puppy show. The puppy show. We got two different puppies. And I'm a hoe. Okay, bye.
Hi, welcome to the Baby Fur Podcast. Much like the last episode, we have news. Primarily, that Nate's been feeling a bit under the weather and needs to take time to focus it, so he's taking a leave for a bit. That means it'll be me and Lily and our guest of the week, which this week is...
my best friend, Mark!
And also...
me!
Zane!
You! Puppy. Zane, Mark, puppy! Wait. Now, it's been a while since you've been on the show, primarily.
Yes, it has been a very long time.
Yeah, primarily when we didn't have anything regularly set out for the show. Like, zero plans. So,
yeah, there have been 41 episodes since I was here.
I banged my head on I went up to Zane's window, I ran up, and I was like, ah! Until they responded, like, hey, do you want to come cast some pods? And they're like, no, go away. And then I stalked them for 3 weeks until they agreed. And that, my children, is how you get someone to marry you.
No, that's how you get a restraining order.
Depends on what kind of state you're in.
So which one did we want to talk about today? Did we want to talk about summer memories or space? I completely forgot what the subject for this episode was.
The subject was for summer.
Because
summer just started, so...
Yeah.
Let's talk about the summer.
Summer is a very special time for, I think, a lot of littles, because that's when, like, our families would go on vacation, and we'd go do, like, special things.
Mm-hmm. You guys got that? Aw, shit, all I got was a water park. My deal was bad.
I went to the water park. I went to summer camp a few times. That was cool. It was a camp for it wasn't cancer survivors. It was for survivors of terminal illness, of a supposedly terminal illness.
To be determined.
Everyone there had almost died at one point, so that's cool. Anyways, that was fun. I went to Disney World once with Make-A-Wish. That was fucking wild. They just let you do whatever. Yeah.
Supposedly, you might have met Tavy.
Yeah, I might have met Tavy. You know, it's a whole thing.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I've been to Disney World like 3 times in my life.
I went once.
My dream. I've been like 12. I've been like 7 times.
But you're also closer than me because I'm in the middle of nowhere.
To be fair, for 5 of those, I was performing, so take that as you will.
The one time I was going, I was performing.
Yeah. So my suggestion is, so my idea of, you know,
I want to take a road trip one day. I want to go on the road and
you want to go on a road trip?
Yeah, I want to go in the car and ride in the car.
Yeah. You want to stick your head out the window?
Yeah.
Yo, I want to go on a road trip. That a summer road trip does sound really fun, other than the heat.
Yeah, well, we come with AC.
I mean, yes, but the problem is all of the United States.
That's why I desperately want to get my my driver's license so I can do training for what I want to do in the summer. I mean, in the winter, so that in the summer I can just road trip around the U.S. and get to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And
I can bring someone with me, and we'll just have a little vacation.
You need like a minivan.
Yeah. My dream car is a Volkswagen bus.
Oh yeah, no, my dream car is definitely like minivan style.
I think they're making a new one too. Like they're redoing the Volkswagen bus, which I think is cool.
I mean, I don't like the gas mileage, but I think that's just in general. Like, so yeah. Oh, Zane, we can ask you. So now that we have this,
yeah.
What is your favorite diaper? I think that was a question that we wanted to start doing.
The pink Mega Maxes, of course.
Yeah, I wear those like every single day. But I am really interested in the Alpha Gators. Like, a lot.
I can understand that.
That's because you're a little baby and you want to wear baby diaper.
I mean, yes.
I mean, I dabble in middle space sometimes too.
You do.
Yeah, but
that's not this episode. This episode is the summertime episode.
I understand.
Yeah. Middles will be talked about, I'm sure, yeah. Because I think last time we all shared what a memory. So this is the rundown for those who are like new listeners and wondering what this type of episode is. When it comes to talking about little stuff in this, we did, what was it? A memory that we had, something that like is everyday, and then we had a fantasy that you would like to do, and I feel like there's one more thing. Anyway, so we talk about each individual experience. So, yeah. So, right now we're just, you know, talking around because,
yeah.
I don't know, we're going to ruin this episode, and like, you know, we both just got off of work. People are slowly getting high.
Yep.
And I am distracted. But.
Oh no.
I mean, distractions happen, right?
We're losing them.
We're losing them. But. So, I'm going to start. What's like a favorite summer thing? Go ahead. I think that you are more.
I was just thinking about it.
All right. Yeah. So I'll start with one. Ideal summer thing. Oh God. Going back to the water parks. Swimming.
Oh yeah, swimming's fun.
Swimming is definitely the big one, right? So like, there's only one. It's the only activity you can do it in like summer, basically. Without having to be crazy. And it's fun. But most importantly, it's good to be little with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you get to splash. Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to splash, Lily.
I want to splash in the water, but then all my fluff gets on my face and I can't see. Because my fluff is curly and it's long, but I don't want a haircut. I don't want to get my fur cut.
So the swimming thing for me, I saw this recently and I went, I need a picture in this. More importantly, like this right here. It is one of the floaty ones. Oh, I saw that.
So Yuki was telling me about how like this is his most popular tweet ever, and he's like kind of like half mad about it a little, Because he's like, all of the ones I really like, and this is the one that does the numbers.
Okay, listen, it's because no one's ever posted the picture of this to remind everyone that it exists.
I think I have a couple tweets with, like, over 400.
It's because, like, really, like, I honestly, when I pictured myself in the summer, little things,
uh-huh.
And for those who are listening to this very visual podcast of being audio only, it is the inflatable ring that has, like, the baby walker, like, harness going down.
Yeah.
And that is, like, I've always pictured, like, if I want to go swimming, that's what I want. If I want this stupid ideal inflatable thing, heap your noodles, whatever, I don't care. I just want to be played with by somebody.
Yeah.
While sitting in that, and, like, we're just casually, like me and a big going and just going, playing with each other, and them mm-hmm. keeping me entertained, and then swimming and paddling. Oh.
Yeah. I can't actually swim. So what I tend to do is I just kind of wade in the pool, like as deep as I can go.
Yeah.
That is,
but, yeah,
you get,
it's
you
still
get
fun.
Cause you're short, right? You're short even as a middle, and you are afraid of the water cause you're a dog.
Yeah.
No, you're a cat. That's why.
I'm a dog.
And, like, you can't go to the end of the pool yet because it's way higher than you, even though you're a big girl.
See, I've been cursed with being fat, so I've always floated.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm always floating, so it's like, well, I mean, I guess I can learn to swim, right? Like, worst case scenario.
I've been there before, and then when I finally wasn't there anymore, that was fucking weird. Because turns out, when you're mostly muscle, yeah.
Yeah, you actually have to keep yourself afloat.
Yeah.
But, oh, no, there were a lot of summers for me spent in a lazy river.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you been in one of those?
I don't think so.
Alright, so what it is that they make a very strong water current.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that you're supposed to, get in like an inflatable and just like float down it.
Yeah.
That's never what I did.
I love the lazy river.
Yeah. I just like swimming. So I get in there and I would like loop that thing multiple times because I just love the feeling the current coming through and swimming with it and just like enjoying myself because like it's really annoying. To, like, just be sitting, to me, at least, it's really annoying to be just, like, sitting in a pool and, like, nothing happening.
I also enjoy the wave pool, I mean, the...
Lazy river,
because I like running around it. My thing is, what I like to do is, cause traffic jams.
The lazy
oh my
river.
God.
Yeah, you just keep adding. You keep adding floats.
Like floats.
Oh no!
You just start forming your own colony.
You have to rip them from the other people. So like, it's like battleship. You're like, duh. It's like Jaws. You're like, duh. Donna, and you flip their raft over, grab it, and run.
I also
give that back, and then you're just a lot of angry yapping.
I wanna be on a lazy river, but it's programmed by someone with ADHD, so it's not very lazy as much as it is going at breakneck speeds. In the same way,
they going fast makes me feel alive.
Or a lazy river, but occasionally it becomes a wave pool.
Oh my god, yes.
I call it a tsunami river.
But the waves aren't going to match the current all the time. Sometimes it's coming from, against the current for a minute, that way it dies down some.
Ko just got a Kid Bandit shirt, and I'm jealous, because Kid is really cool. That's unrelated. That's just me.
That's ADHD.
Yeah, Co sent me that. Also, here's a great comic about diapers and ADHD. Enjoy.
Cool.
Uh-huh. It's also an NSP reference, but
I can't read it. And I can't. Oh, I'm not going to open it, so.
Why can't you read it?
Because it's too small, Willie. Also because
Willie's too small.
Yeah.
It's about being baby and having ADHD.
Do everything. Just do everything.
Okay, I'm gonna give a speech. I'm gonna go ahead and do a dictation of it. Is that okay? This will be funny.
All right.
Okay.
Listen to us ruin a show.
There's a lady and like a ball, like a nice night, like a dress, like a fancy dress, and there's text over that says, "I'm pretty sure you're telling me about my new job, your new job." And then there's a redhead, like a pink haired girl that's sweating. She goes, "I'm not absorbing anything." Smile and nod, and then she blushes. "I'm thinking about diapers. If I tell you that, is it hot? If I tell you, is that hot?" And then she's blushing a little less. "Is it my turn to talk?" And then she's panicking and going, "You're looking at me. Oh God!" And then a bunch of stuff is flashing into her head. She's going, "Focus, focus,
focus."
The next one is Bruno from Encanto in a rat costume. It says Bruno in a costume. And then the next one is like, "How many littles are here?" And it's people asking for ice cream and dino nuggets. And then Kristen Stewart is very handsome in her prime. And then, "I'd make an awesome top if I could stop eating." And she's covered in tattoos and wearing a corset. And then there's baby version of her, and it says slime. And and it just goes, "I don't know where I'm talking about. I'm totally lost. I don't know where we're talking about. Where am I?" And it's her in front of Build-A-Bear with a bear.
That is actual, like, me conversations.
Yeah.
I try so hard to stay focused, and it's all of a sudden.
That's real.
Go follow SweepyBun131. They don't know who I am, and I barely know who they are, but they are very good.
Listen, this podcast is about to take a steep quality drop.
So,
Nate was the thing keeping us going.
To get us back on track, my summers, I used to, when I was a lot younger, I used to go fishing a lot, because... You know, I grew up in the Gulf Coast, so we would go out and we'd go fishing, and sometimes we'd catch our dinner, and sometimes we'd catch a bunch of crabs, and we'd, you know, have some crabs or something.
I love that. I did that before. We went crabbing and shrimping, and we one time we went fishing in my uncle's fishing hole because he had a like a lake that he stocked. A cottonmouth crawled up onto the grass and started coming at my sister, so I shot it with a shotgun.
Oh man.
Just had, I guess, on hand.
Oh. One. The shotgun or the other cottonmouth? I need to know.
The shotgun.
Clearly.
Oh no way.
And then he picked up the head from the cottonmouth and tossed it at my sister.
That's not cool.
If you didn't know, snakes can still move when their body is disconnected and can still bite.
That's not cool. Oh god, I know where this is going. I don't like
it. She didn't get bitten, but...
Okay, never mind.
That's still kind of messed up.
Yo, shotgun one, then snake run, and then sister-in-law.
See, sometimes I think about being... What is it? What's it called?
Yeah, fishing. Fishing. No, Lily. Yeah. I'm going to stay on focus here. Fishing.
Fishing.
So, question. What is that? Yeah. What makes you feel little about that? Just like, see, I've done fishing. I don't like fishing because I hurt the animals accidentally.
So, yeah. So a lot of it is just like, I don't fish anymore. But I have a lot of fond memories of doing it, because you know a lot of it's just you get up really early and you're out on a boat for fucking
way too long.
Everyone's getting sunburnt, but you're all having a good time because you're all just sitting there and you can like talk to each other. That's all. That's all you really have like to do other than wait for the fish to bite, if they bite that day.
Yeah, I have a very vivid memory of fishing with my dad, and then a fish biting on the hook wrong, and his hook, and the hook went in the eye.
Yeah,
and I think forever, that was like, yeah, I can't do this safely anymore. I'm gonna hurt the fishies.
Yeah.
At the same time,
I never really like thought about it that way until like much later.
I'm too kind. I'm too kind.
No. I think that's really sweet, actually. Like, I think that's really sweet of you to care about the wildlife in such a way.
Yeah.
I'm
a very simple baby.
Yeah. You're very cute.
I'm a puppy.
Fishing.
But I have a lot of, like, memories of like just fishing, and then like I stopped fishing because the people I was going fishing with kind of like changed.
Yeah.
So
it grew to be a toxic experience.
Yeah. And so I just kind of stopped. But I almost drowned once when I was like 4, because I thought I caught a fish, but later theory was that my like hook got snagged on someone's boat that passed by or something.
Oh no.
And so I got flung into the water, and my grandpa had to jump in and save me.
That's too much.
It was.
And you can't swim. What would you do fishing with not swimming?
Well, I mean, I had a life preserver on, so you know, because like
you had one of the floaties on,
one of the full size like chest floaty things, like you know, like
not the one I posted earlier.
No, not that. No, not that. But yeah, I had one of those like life preservers on, so I had taken it off. Oh. Yeah, no, like, so he had to, like, jump in and, like, save me, and he did, and, like, I didn't need, like, CPR or anything. I just kind of, like, he patted my back, and I coughed it all up, and I was good.
I was worried this was going to have a dark ending.
No. Clearly, I'm still here, so it couldn't have a really dark ending.
Listen, all right, I don't know the ending of these stories, all right? I'm spoiler free.
he used to like tell that story, and he used to tease me about it a lot because he lost his shoe from it. Like,
oh no.
his shoe got caught in the mud.
you know what? Somebody's gonna have one like that Futurama moment that Leela had where she just like was everything she tried to catch, she just kept pulling up shoes. But yeah, I like, you know what goes well with fishing? Camping.
Yeah.
I like the part of camping that is like just
chilling,
like sitting around the campfire
together, and you feel all right, you know.
Yeah, I like sitting around the campfire and telling stories.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
Or like singing,
and, like I want to do that padded in stone.
Yeah, yeah, same. Invite me.
That sounds like the best activity.
Invite me.
Welcome to Smelly Stories with Spelly.
Wow, thanks.
It's your new. It's our new show.
Smelly. Sorry. Smelly.
That would be a good show, though.
That would be a good show.
Just, I don't have time though with a new job and stuff. Like it's, there's just no time.
Also, yeah, congrats on the new job, by the way. I don't know if I said.
It's been going for a month, and I don't advertise things very well. I don't talk about myself.
That's fine. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, Lily, what do you like to do during the summer?
I like to go outside, and sometimes there are the yellow flowers, and you can eat those.
But Lily, what if instead of eating them, you picked them and made a crown out of it?
Yeah,
I like
put a crown in your head. Oh, flower crowns are nice.
Flower crowns are nice. They reminded me of parks, though. And parks are the shit.
I wish I had the confidence to wear a flower crown at all times.
You should do it. Just do it. This weekend is it's the last weekend of July, so all the Pride festivals are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I cannot wait to walk around with friends. Around people who aren't going to fucking judge me for once. Or I'm going to be shot by a Proud Boy, one of the two.
Oh no, don't do that.
I mean, it's unavoidable. It's an occupational hazard.
Are you also a professional gay?
I mean, slightly. But also, it's Oklahoma. So, like, I just kind of assume
I'm professionally trans.
I'm legally white. Oh. Oh, yeah. Man. Summer really is a good time. You know what's one thing that's great about the summer, too? The late nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get because bonfires. Because, low, you just, like, the fucking sun stays out. Like, how many times have you been going around, like, I guess I'm solar powered on some level. Because, like, I don't get tired unless it's dark around me. Dark outside. So it's like, oh, I'll just lose track of time doing whatever, and then I'll go, oh, it's 9 o'clock, but the sun's still out, there's more day to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
I'm tired until, like, 4 a.m, and then I sleep for, like, a few hours, and then I get up at, like, 9.
And you cry because you wet the bed.
No, because I have my diapers.
That doesn't change yeah. You wet the bed.
She cries because she filled her diaper and it needs to be changed.
Shut up! You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, did they say the quiet part out loud?
Yes. They said the quiet part out loud.
That's my job. I mean, really, it's a skeleton on my level.
I wish I was a skeleton.
A skeleton? Oh.
Much like skeleton. A skeleton, I've been in a closet all my life.
No, you've been inside all your life. Why would a skeleton be hanging out in a closet? Everybody knows they like the spooky place.
Hey, remember... Because
closets are dark and spooky and...
Remember that show Scary Godmother where there was...
Yeah! Yeah, that show's amazing.
He was like vaguely homosexual.
Yeah, 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 he's like vague gay, like...
Like, I know.
It's obvious what they were going for.
But it's like, it's not enough that it's like, like for me, it's like, it's not enough that it's super offensive, but like, it's also like, just, I don't know, there's something about it that's really funny.
I do not remember this.
Oh man, yeah, if you ever were homesick during October and turned on,
Disney Cartoon Channel? Network.
Cartoon Network, oh. You would have seen it.
But I probably have seen it.
It's so like the animation for it is kind of like not like it has a reputation for being kind of low quality, but like that's some of the charm to me. Like,
I mean, yeah, no, bad animation.
The character faces are nightmarish, and that's one thing I love about it.
Now, the summer does have negative things about it, too.
Yeah,
you know, it's a major negative thing.
The heat.
Yes.
The humidity. But
also, the scary day.
The
one of bings in the sky.
Oh, yeah. The day that fucks with every single one of my friends.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, have you seen, have you heard of this day known as the 4th of July in America?
Oh, yes, that day. The day where I get really mad at people because they scare the fuck out of my kitty.
Yeah. And also the day that I have to, like, find some place that isn't freaking busy.
Yeah. See, we live on a neighborhood where they're not supposed to do fireworks, but they still do. No,
they
do
always
it.
Do.
They always do. And, like, every time, my cat is just, like, But like it's the one time where like she's shivering and she will like come to me to be like hold me and like yeah.
Understandable. You tell the cat, understandable. No, we had dogs that don't like it that much.
No, I just kind of shush her and you know I
yeah, you gotta calm them.
Yeah, I just hold her.
Oh.
And then she feels better. She's my little baby and I love her.
So do you think there's any kink scenes that really can only be based on the summer?
Yeah. Beach episodes.
Oh my god, we should get a picture of that, Lily.
What, a beach episode?
Yeah. Baby for a cast go beach episode.
Beach episode. Summer episode.
No, just the beach episode, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The oddly timed shoehorned beach episode.
At the end of the day, we are a harem anime for
it's
for
true.
This is Nate's harem anime.
Nate's harem anime.
Nah, it's really mine. It's mine, man. But Nate has been vanquished. I take charge.
I hope Nate feels better.
He will.
I'm sure.
Until then, I'm the omnipotent.
But I wish him the best.
Yeah. So, we've done that. So. We've talked about it. Any scenes? You know what sounds... There was this kink... I know that we made a... At my old kink community, they had an event called Beat the Heat every summer. It just happened in past.
Oh, yeah?
Which was, I think it was just them beating, doing impact play in a really hard garage with the AC going all day.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
And like, yeah. I think they have AC for it now, but the AC was not always working. But, yeah. Oh, you know, it'd be a really good assignment for Littles, too. I know this is an everywhere episode, guys. But deal with it, audience. Just deal with it. The summer reading list.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that would be a really good thing. In fact, we should probably do that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, you have homework, everyone, now. All of our listeners, you have homework.
No. We can just... Like,
there will be a quiz at the end of this.
There will be a quiz, quotation marks.
Lily will ask you questions like, what is your favorite diaper?
Yeah.
And then get distracted while peeing my pants.
Sadly, Lily was not wearing a diaper that day.
I think I've read
distracted if
that.
You say first.
Oh. Yeah, that is... A summer reading list is a really good little activity. We need to remember that. That felt like such a blast, too. I got duped by the summer reading list once, but if I had known I had ADHD, I probably would have been much better at it. Because I think I read a really bad book.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I think I had to read, like, a really boring book because I thought there was actually going to be something for it. And then my English teacher never did that.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, man. Why did I read this terrible book?
So when I, after I, like, stopped fishing, most of my summers were spent reading or just, you know, sitting inside with the AC because Louisiana summers are really hot.
Yeah.
They're really hot.
They are. I'm so sorry. Like, at least in Oklahoma, like, it's near desert, so the humidity's
like,
the humidity actually changes.
They're like, it's 90 degrees outside, but it feels like 104. Enjoy!
I spend all summer having to relearn how to read again because they hypnoed me too hard.
Aww.
Yeah. That's my favorite hypnosis. Stereotype is that they hypnosis you into brain damage.
Oh. Yeah, everyone knows it's not hypnosis that causes brain damage. It's starving and lack of oxygen.
I have
breath play now. Is just extreme breath play is just hypno.
Oh my god.
More like hip yes, am I right?
Oh my god.
So, Zane, what's something that you want to do that you can only do as an adult baby for summer?
I can only do as an adult baby during summer. Hmm.
Yeah. Right? So, like, a good example for me is, like, I have to be able to, you know, what is it? Oh, like Camp Crucible or something for me. Like, that's my ideal, is that summertime, I want to, if I'm going to have one scene with somebody in the summertime, that can only be done during the, as an adult. So, like, a future wish list.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I want to go to a park so badly. Like, just be at a park and have a picnic with somebody and then just play with toys.
Yeah.
I want to find a nice little shaded place.
Oh. I want to turn into a golden retriever and go to the park. There's another golden retriever.
I'd really like to, like, have, like, a backyard, like, barbecue kind of thing with, like, a bunch of littles.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, and, like, we get a decent size, like kiddie pool or whatever, and we all just kind of chill.
The kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Oh man, we didn't even talk about the kiddie pool. I don't like them that much. They're feet warmers to me. I like my whole body to be submerged when I'm swimming.
Yeah, I like my body to be submerged.
My favorite thing to do in pools is to hold on to something so I don't, like, actually sink, and then I'll, like, dip myself under, like, as much as I can.
The dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You get to do the little crab rock.
My favorite
thing to do in the pool is when your family are assholes, so they run over to you and dump your head under the water until you feel like you're drowning.
Yeah,
that's just brain damage for it. They're trying to get the brain damage. They're trying to get your desired result for you not knowing how to read.
True.
They're trying to make Lily pee.
Lily in real life. I can't believe Lily exists.
What? Lily?
I love that existing. Lily exists.
Yeah. Oh, man. This has been a good day. As crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, I've had a mostly good day.
But even if it's been a little rambly.
Yeah.
I think that our energy is done. And this is more of like a filler episode, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I had fun.
Yeah, no, talking's fun. I'm just, it sounds like, I know I'm distracted. It sounds like Lily's distracted.
I am high. That is the reality of the situation.
I am also high, but you know what?
I'm also somewhat stoned.
But the reality,
you know what? I'm here. I had fun.
I just love my friends.
I came, I saw, I peed myself.
Yo, same.
And we also take it back. Just like we do every Tuesday night.
Every night.
Only on Tuesday? Yeah, come on. Every day. I don't limit myself to just nighttime peeing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spelly's a professional peer.
Yeah. Not super professional.
In that sense, you're peerless.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
I'm going to jail.
I think that joke was so bad that it made me more stoned.
I should give you some.
The second wave of the edibles hitting, and like, I didn't like the giggly part.
I should give you my puppy brain biscuits.
Please, yes.
Yeah, please.
The weird thing about them is they have like a weird, like, they don't taste like marijuana. They taste like ginger snaps, but they have like a nice herby taste afterwards that doesn't taste like weed. So it's really nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's really pleasant.
But, you know, it's the time and the time. The sun's ending. And we must say our pluggables. Zane, what is your pluggables?
Well, people can find me at, I'm on Twitter at ZanePuppy995. That's my Twitch one, and my personal one is at Zane Puffcake. That's, you know, for cool people. I stream on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/ZanePuppy995 with an underscore between Zane and Puppy. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right. Lily, where can we find you? Lily.
So my pluggables. Here's my pluggables. Me. You can plug me for $50 on the Patreon.
On our Patreon. Yep.
Yeah, on our Patreon. You can find me at actual Lily Puppy. Lily Pup on Twitter. And then I'm on Twitch, but I haven't streamed in a while, so I'm not going to give that one out.
Yeah.
I also have another podcast that I'm working on this weekend. I'll post the details on the Baby Fur Cast Twitter. But you can also find me on our special episodes that I'm going to be working on over the next few months so that we don't have a content drought.
No. Sure.
And I also am a huge slut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, we won't just going to have a content drought. We're also going to have just a regular drought.
Yeah, because of global warming.
Exactly.
Well, global climate change.
Yeah. But my pluggables. Unlike Lily, you can't plug me. However, I'm at speller_19 on Twitter. And if you are willing to step with us into this next chapter of the podcast, and you'd like to support it, please go to our Patreon at patreon.com/babyfurcast. We have two tiers. We're setting up two tiers. We're setting it up to be two tiers with a $1 tier and a $3 tier. The $3 gets you access to unedited footage. It also get unedited stuff. It will also give you access to some of the old bonus episodes we have. And it'll give you access to our Discord, where you can watch these. You can see these. You can listen to these being recorded live. Sorry, again, you have three stoned people talking. But so that is where we're at. And that's been the episode. It's going to be a shorter one. And Zane, would you like to make the correction that you realized?
I would like to make a correction for my plugs. I forgot to mention that my stuff has underscores in it. So my Twitter is @Zane_Pupcake. And Zane is spelled Z-A-Y-N-E. And and my Twitch has an underscore between Zane and Puppy. But 995 is just as it is.
And with that, let's get the 995 out of here.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Have fun.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm gay. Bye. Look.
Now we're looking for me to realize where Bot Command is. So press.